It's already late, but I wanted to try and do two brachas tonight. Why? So Rabbi Isaiah Wolgemuth, who taught tefillah in Boston in Maimonides for decades, is a sefer that he came out with. This is actually a pre-publication copy. This was him, a huge, huge Talmud Chacham, originally from Germany. And he has a fascinating idea in his sefer. I haven't seen it before, but if you do a little research, you'll find it. That, you know, we ask the question, why is it known as Shmon Esrei? It's really Tshah Esrei, really 19 brachos. So Rabbi Wolgemuth brings down an idea that he evidently, the Rav seemed to hold of to a certain degree, that V'l Yerushalayim and Es Tzemach David Avdecha were originally one bracha. They were originally one bracha. So when they added V'lamashinim, that made it, what? 18. That made it Shmona Esrei. And it was only years later, meaning probably after Chasima Shashas, maybe even a couple hundred years after the Gemara was closed, that they were broken into two. And there are a number of reasons that this would actually be supported. The first is that this is one of the rare brachos that starts Vil Yerushalayim Ircha, right? Vil Amalshinim, we pointed out that there are some who say that there were censors who took out words. It was a word before Vil Amalshinim, you know, maybe Hamashumadim, Vil Amalshinim, right? And so too over here, Vil Yerushalayim Ircha, Rabbi Wolgemuth suggests that really they were together. And in fact, that Semach David was probably first. And that also answers a different question, which we'll get to, that what is the last phrase of V'l Yerushalayim Ircha, at least that we have? V'chisei David mehera l'socha tachin. What's V'chisei David? That's the next bracha. And in fact, the Rav switched it around. He said he can't even end that, because the last phrase has to reflect the chasima sabracha. The chasima sabracha doesn't mention David, it's Bonei Yerushalayim. So I think when... Who was davening for them? Was it Rav Schechter davening this way? Maybe Rabbi Twersky davening this way? In YU, I forget who, that he would say, V'sishkan m'socha kasher di barta, V'chisei davin meher l'socha tachon, V'nei osab b'karv yameinu b'nyan olam, Baruch ata Hashem b'nei Yerushalayim. They would actually switch around the phrases so that the last phrase of the bracha is reflected in the actual chasimas ha-bracha, the actual sealing of the bracha. So I thought that really it is appropriate that we should do both brachas tonight, but looking already at the time, there's no chance. So don't worry, I'll have rachmanis on you. So about the brach of Yerushalayim Ircha, so first, something that we should know, that we have no concept of really what Yerushalayim was supposed to be in the life of a Jew. When you think about the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni, what's the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni? The mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni is that four times in 7 years, you as a farmer living in Israel have to bring 10% of your produce, or at least the value of 10% of your produce, and spend it on food in Yerushalayim, or eat your actual produce in Yerushalayim. It's like, what's that halacha? The idea of this week's parsha, you know why it's this week's parsha if you're Ma'aser Sedra yet, the Shalosh Regalim have tremendous significance in this week's parasha. Yira'eh kol zuchurchas p'nei Hashem Elokecha. Three times a year, we'd all have to go to Yerushalayim. We have a chiv to go to Yerushalayim three times a year. Right? So not even if you weren't a farmer, three times a year. Bikurim. Also, I mean, when you think about it, from a halachic perspective, Yerushalayim really has a very, very important place in the heart of the Jew. But even more so, the Yaros Tavash, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, when he gives his berim on each bracha and Shmon Esrei, and goes on and on and on, when he comes to Yerushalayim, Ircha is very short hesber. And he says, I've actually wrote down, Ein Tzarech L'harech. Right? He said, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz writes, in Yerushalayim Ircha, he says, I don't have to write a lot here. In Ein Lan Yerushalayim U'malchus Beis David, Lama Lanu Chayim. Because if we don't have Yerushalayim, we don't have the Malchus Beis David, why do we want life? Why do we have life? Meaning that if this is supposed to be something that's so central in the life of a Jew. You know, we've spoken about other brachos, that this one is the main one according to this tzaddik, but V'l Yerushalayim Ircha is really supposed to be the heart, of Klal Yisrael, right? That wherever we turn, think about it, whenever a Jew anywhere in the world is about to daven Shmona Esrei, he has to ask himself, which way to Yerushalayim? Which way to Yerushalayim? Right? You're in Eretz Yisrael. You know, you're in Eretz Yisrael. It's not Mizrach. It's which way is Yerushalayim? You're in a mountain. And I remember one time on a family trip in a mountain up north. You know, well, wait, which way is Yerushalayim? You know? That's
it's not on your iPhone compass.
Right, the iPhone compass tells you which way Eretz Yisrael, you know, east, right? But you don't know, wait, where am I, you know? Wait, where's Beit Shemesh? Vis-a-vis, you have to have first have a map of Israel. Okay, 1 second, where am I? Which way? You know, figure out which way you're supposed to... Because this is really supposed to be the heart of the Jewish people. And that's why when a person says this bracha is supposed to remind us really of our hopes and what our dreams are all about. And when we start the bracha, we say, I mean, there are so many, many sources on this that the Mesil Sesharim says in Perek Yedtes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy. It brings simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a Jew davens for Geula. That when a Jew davens for Geula, the Ramchal writes, it brings simcha to the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Mabit, one of the Rishonim, he writes in the Beis Elokim, Shar Tfila, Perek Yitzayin, he says a quote, Kol tefilasein ra'al gu'ula mitstarfim letefilas harishonim. That all the tefilas that we say on the gu'ula, because we think our tefila is really going to make a difference. Right? We'll come to the 3 weeks. And really, my tefila, your tefila, our tefila, and the Mabit writes yes. Because all our tefilas for the gu'ula connect to this, all of the tefilas that have been said for so, so long in our Gemara Sanhedrin Shir. We learned one of my favorite Gemaras. It's actually a Mishnah. We learned in Sanhedrin, right, that every person's obligated to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam, that the world was created for me. So it's an idea brought down based on the Ramchal that Bishvili Nivra Olam, that every person has to say, maybe my tefillah is really going to be the one that's going to bring Mashiach. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know ultimately what it's going to be. In the Sfasemis wrote by Chanukah, every bakasha that a Jew makes, right? Every bakasha that a Jew makes from the Ribono Shel Olam, that it brings a little bit more light from the Beis HaMikdash. Because we know that when we start Vil Yerushalayim, some people say Vil Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim Ircha. That implies that Yerushalayim is sort of only a half. If you're not going to say the pshat that really there were two brachas and you split them apart, right, the more mystical interpretation, if you will, right, what is Vil Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim or city? Wait, what were we just talking about? Meaning, Yerushalayim that we are going to talk about, Yerushalayim that we see, is really what? Is really only half the story. As the Gemara tells us, there's Yerushalayim below, but there's also the Yerushalayim Shalmala, there's Yerushalayim above. So we say, Vil Yerushalayim Ircha Birachamim Tashuv. Recognizing that there are two Yerushalayims, but we're saying to God, Vil Yerushalayim Ircha. We tell the Ribono Shalom that really when we're davening for Yerushalayim, we're not davening so we have a capital city. We're not davening so all Jews should have a place to go on vacation. Vil Yerushalayim Ircha. We're davening for Ribono Shalom, we're saying, in Yerushalayim, your city. It's your city, Ribono Shalom. What we're davening really for now is what? We're davening for you. We're davening that this should be seen as your city. And we say, Biracham im Toshuv, that you should return in mercy, meaning because this is for you. This is your city. Visishkon besocha, kasher dibarta. Visishkon besocha, and you shall dwell besocha in it, kasher dibarta, as you've said. But we know that... Visishkon besocha, some say Visishkon besocha doesn't only mean in Yerushalayim itself. Visishkon besocha is also, believe it or not, in us. In us. We know that Vasuli Mikdos Vishachanti besocham, right? We're asking God Visishkon besocha and a makom of Ashros Hashchina, but we have to remember when we're davening, Yerushalayim Ircha Brachim Toshu and Visishkon besocha, it means that it's not only in the city that is a physical manifestation of God's presence in you, the world. That's what Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, to see the wholeness of the world. But really, Yerushalayim is supposed to be connected to us in a very deep way. And that's why Visishkon Besocha is asking Kodesh Baruch Hu not only to dwell in Yerushalayim, but there are those that say Besocha, it means in each and every one of our souls. Kasher Dibarta, telling the Ribono Shalom, that why is this? Why is this? Because you've said this. You've said that you're going to come back. We're reminding the Ribono Shalom, you said there's going to be a Geula Asida. There's going to be the Geula Shleima. So you're right, that maybe we're coming to ask, and maybe we all feel small asking, because who are we ultimately to ask the Ribono Shalom for Geula? But you know, we're asking for your sake, and Kasher Dibarta, you told us it's going to happen. You said you're going to come back. So I'm not coming here with chutzpah. I'm coming here to ask you, listen, this is what you said is going to happen. And then we say, Uvnei Osa, and that you shall build it. So what's interesting is, which comes first? First we say, V'sishkon B'socha, and then we say, Uvnei Osa. Right? First, we're asking God that you should dwell in it, and then we're asking God that you should build in it. You should build it, right? That you should see the binyan Yerushalayim. So what is that? Why is that? So it's brought down with Sefer Drosh Letzion. It was brought down, I think that was the Sefer it was in. I think that was the name of the Sefer. It was based on like the writings of Talmidei Agra about Avas Eretz Yisrael, Avas Yerushalayim. I think that's where this was. I'm sorry, I forgot that. I mean, it was one of the Svarim I was using. V'sishkon b'socha uvneyosa, that first what we have to be able to do is we're asking the Ribono Shel Olam that we should first see signs of you coming back, and then uvneyosa, then it'll be more obvious. And that's what we have to do. We have to see, even in when we're in Galus, v'sishkon b'socha kasher dibarta, asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to see Hashras Hashchina, to see the uniqueness of Yerushalayim, even Begolus. Even, unfortunately, you know, a person can look at Yerushalayim today and say, oh, look, it's already built up, unfortunately. Still a lot of Golus in Yerushalayim. Still a lot of Golus in Yerushalayim. And, you know, so now maybe it's the reverse. Maybe now we've seen the Bnei Osa, we're seeing it being built up, but we want to see V'sishkon B'socha. We want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want us to be able to see the Hashos Hashchina, experience it. But Uvnei Osa, Bekarov Biyameinu. Bekarov Biyameinu. What does Bekarov mean? Why do we say Bekarov? Bekarov Biyameinu means quickly, right? Speedily in our days. But Bekarov means how close it can be. Bekarov, it could be like this. It could be so fast. The Beis HaMikdash coming. There's so many Sipur Tzadikim of this, right? How they mamashi anticipated any moment, Bekarov, that Yerushalayim will be in the, you know.
There's someone that has a suitcase or something.
Yeah, I mean, they say there are many times, Chavetz Chaim had a suitcase ready to go, and many others. The story I love to tell is the story, I think we've already mentioned it, I don't know when, Thursday night, about Rav Nosson Bachtvogel Zatzal, the Lakewood Mashgiach, before Rav Matzio Salomon, that one time a guy from Lakewood was driving to work early in the morning, like 5:30 or something. Remember the story?
Yeah,
right? So, you know, the guy saw him awesome, walking around, holding like a big, like, what are you doing? He's like, I just didn't even hear it. Thought he was going crazy. It was a next door neighbor was practicing shofar blowing for Rosh Hashanah. It was El. But he wakes up, hears a shofar at like 5:30 in the morning. He thinks, this is it. And he runs outside, ready to go. The Mashiach's here, Bekaro, Bimeinu. You know, it's so sad. People don't expect to see Mashiach in their life. To me, that's such a novel. To me, it's such a tragedy. Like, Bekarov Biyameinu means you have to have emuna that mamash could be happening. And especially in our dar, how could we not? In our generation, I mean, you know, the email he sent me, I still remember the email, Trump Hillary, it has to be Mashiach Zayin. And I said, no, it was Trump Sanders. I'd say definitely Mashiach Zayin. But Donald Trump's Jewish daughter is introducing him tonight. That might be enough to say Mashiach Zayin, you know? That really might be enough to say it's Mashiach Zayin. It's like wild, you know, what's going on. So when you say Vneos, Bekarov Biyameinu, Bekarov Biyameinu, it's a statement of Emuna. That ani ma'amin b'karov b'yameinu, that Mashiach tzedkenu could come, that Yerushalayim will be built a binyan olam, a binyan olam. Binyan olam means eternal. Binyan olam means, I'll also say beautiful Torah, beautiful Torah. You know, binyan olam means, so binyan olam means eternally, right? That's what we think. But you know what else you could say binyan olam means? When Yerushalayim is built, the whole world is going to be built. When Yerushalayim, when Hashem's presence is revealed in Yerushalayim, binyan olam, the whole world. It's going to be a different world. Everything. It's a binyan olam. It's a bekar v'yameinu binyan olam. Speedily in our days, build the whole world, Hashem. Build the whole world.
There's an expression that says, if someone doesn't want to believe, it doesn't matter what you show, say, or do, he won't believe.
Right.
So, unless Hashem makes himself absolutely shown to people, they're not going to believe it anyhow, because they don't want to believe that that's it. So he can't, it can't just be a manifestation, because
it's a great
people
question.
Don't work that out and say, well, this is a no. this or a that.
It's a they great question. Believe, so. It's a great question. It could take us in a different area, but I'll tell you a few things. First of all, it will be mind-blowing. It will be more mind-blowing than Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we're told. Second of all, as the Gemara in Sukkah says, the Yetzahar is going to be killed. What does that mean, the Yetzahar is going to be killed? What you're saying is exactly Pshat Aquintus on Howard. Beautiful. The Yetzahara means that everything that made to look at fantasy and what's not real, when Mashiach comes, we're going to look things as true and false. That Yetzahara is going to be killed. People are not going to be able to hide like that behind what they want. Right?
The Yetzahara for everybody is going to be killed.
Yeah, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says how the Goyim are going to want to come and join us. They're all going to become Jews. What?
Isn't that
what's
Rishon are
going to
see, that it's like a string or something?
They're going to see like a hair, and Tzadikim are going to see a mountain, and they're both going to cry, right? Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Very good, very good. But this is so important. This phrase for me is so powerful. V'karov b'yameinu binyan olam. That speedily in our days, b'karov. B'karov means soon. We think b'karov b'yameinu amen, right? Soon, speedily. B'karov means soon. It means close. The car of Biamenu means close. It's close to our days. And when we say these words, you know, have we all been zocha to say these words at the Kotel itself? I know these two. Howard, have you ever been able to...
I've been at the Kotel and daven there, but...
Ah, so these words, to say the car of Biamenu when you're standing at the Kotel, the car of Biamenu, soon, it's close to us. It's correct. The car of Biamenu. And Binyan Olam. Binyan Olam, it's going to be a building in the whole world. The whole world is going to be built when Yerushalayim is built. We see the whole world. It's crazy. How the whole world revolves around a little country that's less than the size of New Jersey. It's a pella. It's a wonder. It has to be one of the wonders of the world. That this one little tiny country, and I forgot who did this non-scientific study, and asked non-Jews on the street in America, like, how big do you think Israel is? Like, oh, it's the size of China, it's the size of Brazil, it's the size, you know. They're like, what if I told you it was smaller than 46 of the states? What? Are you crazy? No, that can't be. Like, I think, what states are we bigger? Is Israel bigger than, like, Rhode Island? New Hampshire? What else? Maybe Hawaii? I don't know. I heard 46, you know, like, I don't know, maybe there's one, I don't know, maybe it's only 47.
D.C.
Right, you know, it's like a pella. But Binyan Olam, everything is based, the whole world is going to be built based on Yerushalayim. The other famous pshat of the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzer, Bikarov B'yameinu, Bikarov, you know how it'll come close? B'yameinu, with our days, with how we use our days. How we use our days. We know that that's one of the questions we're asked. Acher Meiv Esrim Shana, Tzipisa li Yeshua. Did you look forward to the salvation of the world? Did you anticipate it? Were you expecting it? The salvation of the world. And how? Through Biyameinu, our days. Bekarov, it'll be brought close. Biyameinu, with what we do with our days. With how we daven every day, three times a day, this bracha. With the mitzvahs that we do, as the famous medrash that all the kids learn at this time of year, that you're building the Beis HaMikdash with Every mitzvah that you do, every mitzvah you bring, building a brick. Every aveira you do, you're taking away a brick, right? It's a beautiful thing for the kids. What about us? You know, do we believe this? Do we believe this? So that's Zera Kaddish. So Bikarov B'Yameinu, that through our days we're bringing it close. As we said, Binyan Olam, the whole world will be fixed. And then what's Pshat V'Chisei David Mehera L'Socha Tachen? What is this V'Chisei David? So first you should know, there are some who say that what we're doing here is we're actually davening for Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is known as Chisei David Avdecha, because Mashiach ben Yosef is really the precursor and the prep for Mashiach ben David. So he's the one that gets the chair ready. So that's what some say. V'chisei David meher l'socha tachem. Others say V'chisei David, just David represents the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, but here it's V'chisei David really representing the Kisei of Hashem. David is the Bechinus Malchus. That's what David represents. Each one of the Shivaroam represents a different one of the Sfiris. Chesed, Gevur, Tiferes, Netzach, Od Yisod, and Malchus. David HaMelch, David Malko Mashicho, is Malchus. And that's what we're saying, V'chisei David Mehera L'socha Tachim, that the Malchus of Hashem, that the Kisei of Hashem, should speedily, Mehera, should speedily, L'socha Tachim, in Yerushalayim, should be established. Right? Why are we concerned about the Kisei of Hashem? Because we know, Ki Yar Al Keis Ka, Milchama L'Hashem Ba'amalek, Midor Dor, at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, After Amalek attacks the Jewish people, and that Hashem says, Kiyar al Keska, that the hand is on the throne of God. Why is it called Keska? The throne of God, it should be Kisei Hashem. What is Keska? Without an Aleph Kisei, Kase, and Ka just Yud and Hey, not Yud Hey and Vav Hey, because we know that as long as there's evil in the world, as long as there's Amalek in the world, Hashem's Kisei, Hashem's throne, will not be complete. Hashem's throne is not complete as long as there's evil in the world. So that's what we're saying. Chisei David Meher L'Socha Tachin, that for Yerushalayim to be whole, for it to be a Binyan Olam, meaning it follows the words, when you say Binyan Olam, a building up of the whole world, how is it going to be building the whole world when Yerushalayim's built? Because V'Chisei David Meher L'Socha Tachin. Because that Kisei of the Malchus of Hashem is going to be whole, and it's going to be brought into Yerushalayim.
Well, you said it's not going to be whole as long as there's evil in the world.
Right, so that's
when... it's not going to be evil in the world, only when Mashiach comes.
Well, that's what we're saying. That's meaning when it's Bekarov B'Yameinu, speedily, very close in our days, with our days, where it'll be a Binyan Olam, a building up of the whole world... Right, not only meaning eternal, but a building up of the whole world, and then V'chisei, that's when Kisei David will be brought in and will be whole in Yerushalayim. Exactly. When that Binyan Olam is built, right, the whole world is built up, that is going to be when evil is eradicated. And we end with the words, Baruch Ata Hashem, Bonei Yerushalayim. So Bonei Yerushalayim, of course, is in the present. What does that mean? Again, nowadays a person can say, oh, what do you mean? The light rail, all the new buildings, all the luxury apartments for all the rich Jews all over the world to buy. What do you mean? Bonei Yerushalayim. But what did the Jews say in Poland 150 years ago? What was Bonei Yerushalayim? What did the Jews say 300 years ago in Germany? Right. Well, no, already 100 years ago there was building going on, you know, so let's... But I said, what's Bonei Yerushalayim? What does it mean? They were saying this bracha, you know, in times when Yerushalayim was the furthest thing from anyone's thought. So what's Bonei Yerushalayim? So in the Siddur Agra, it brings down a pshat that every tzara that we have is part of the process of Geula. That the concept of you, that really, Hei Sasha Yehav Hashem Yochiach, that when Hashem brings a tzara to a person, it's not chas v'sholem to spite us. It's not chas v'sholem because Hashem doesn't love us. It's because Hashem's giving us tochacha. But Hashem only gives tochacha because it shows that he's still connected. And really, every tochacha, every onish is part of the process of geulas Hashem, of Hashem coming to redeem us. And that's Bonei Yerushalayim. That everything that happens to us is part of this process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu building Yerushalayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing the ultimate Geula. Bring the ultimate Geula. So this is what the bracha is about. And this is why, you know, as we go into the 3 weeks, an important hachana. I thought it was very important, you know. Meitzitz min acharakim, we see Hashem's peering us sometimes through the cracks. Now I understand why some weeks we didn't have shir. We have just the amount of shirim that this week, before the beginning of 3 weeks, we learned v'yushalayim ircha. That we can start saying this bracha with this slavos, because we know Shavasar B'tamuz was the day that Hufkayir and Bayesheni, when Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached, and by us learning about this bracha and saying this bracha the kavana, we're going to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. Shkoyach, guys, you're coming out. Shkoyach.
Are you in the Shabbos or are you out the Shabbos?